A small bakery in Sister Bay has built up a local following in Door County, and now it just received national recognition from the James Beard Foundation.
The bakery Cultured opened its doors after baker Matea Fisher was laid off during the COVID-19 pandemic. After years of selling at local farmers markets and working out of other kitchens, Fisher landed a permanent location in 2023.
Now, less than 3 years later, the bakery is receiving national praise. The New York Times gave a shout out to Cultured in 2024, saying, "The line might be out the door, but the sourdough bagels are worth the wait."
The James Beard Awards are considered the Oscars of the food world. And last week, Cultured was named a semifinalist for Outstanding Bakery, competing against nearly 20 other bakeries across the country.
Owner and baker Matea Fisher joins us now. Matea, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kate. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my goodness. How does it feel to be a semifinalist for a James Beard Award?
In a word, I'm baffled. Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. I got a text from Cooper, who's actually the chef at Sway, who were also nominated, and I was like, what are you talking about? What are you congratulating me for? And he sent me the list. And my stepson drew a caricature of me on a cardboard box with a speech bubble that says, "What?" as I was reading the list and trying to make sense of it all. So,
I love it. So you must have, it was out of the blue. You weren't expecting this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's surreal. And there are definitely a lot of mixed emotions because of, you know, unexpected pressure. And saying it wasn't on my radar is an understatement. We're honored to receive recognition and just completely taken aback.
So going back into your past, I understand that, you know, despite your bakery being known for sourdough, you started this work with a passion for fermentation, like kimchi and sauerkraut. What about fermented foods appeals to you?
I mean, initially it was the health aspect. I spent a lot of years in a very obsessive state over health and wellness. And those years, you know, thankfully paved the way for what I feel to be a much more healthy relationship with food. But it was just a winter where I was stuck inside and delving into multiple fermentation products. And I love the flavor most of all. And I just love that you can use almost anything and ferment it with the bacteria that already exists everywhere.
You launched Cultured in 2020, but landed your own building, you know, just several years after that, and you were bouncing around between other spaces. How did you get your toehold and find places in Door County to make your goods and gain a following?
A lot of it was really serendipitous. You know, this is a really wonderful and small community, so just largely by word of mouth. My first kitchen was a community kitchen based at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College. So there are a lot of local food businesses that use that as a starter kitchen, or, you know, some that are still using it after many years just as a home base. So that was the first spot where I launched farmers market and a lot of wholesaling as well.
How did having that space help you realize that you wanted to take this further and open your own business in a brick and mortar location?
I mean, it was really helpful because there wasn't, you know, a huge investment renting a space of my own or buying a building, for example. And just being able to test the waters with farmers markets was wonderful because I realized there was really a need for good bread and sourdough specifically, and just being able to sell it at farmers markets and just trying to make enough week after week. It was a lot.
Your bakery is known for the sourdough, particularly those bagels. What sets your sourdough apart? What makes good sourdough?
What makes good sourdough? Flour, water, salt, and a lot of patience. But, you know, I don't think that there's good or bad sourdough. Ours is 100% sourdough. So we use 0% commercial yeast, which is, you know, a lot of sourdough that's marketed at the grocery store as sourdough uses yeast as well as a starter or an acidifier like citric acid. So ours is 100% sourdough.
sourdough starters, they often are shared freely among neighbors, among friends. And I'm wondering, do communities draw closer when there's sourdough starter passed from one person to the next and in baking as a hobby?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we always offer up our starter free of charge as long as you bring your own jar. And people are always baffled about that. But yeah, absolutely. And just like being able to talk to people about their process. Like, I'm always available for questions that home bakers might have. It's always a joy to talk to people about the things that we love.
Who is your inspiration, Matea? Like, who makes your favorite bagels?
Who makes my favorite bagels? Well, right now we make our favorite bagels. Like, I would say that my mom is my greatest inspiration. She was always cooking up all sorts of delicious things at home and, you know, even just like full Ethiopian meals with injera and multiple stews. Like, she was just so wonderfully creative and exposed us to all different cultures, even just at home in our kitchen. So I was really lucky to have that kind of upbringing.
Yeah. What did you learn from her cooking?
Unfortunately, not to measure anything. So, which as a baker is something that I've definitely had to work on, but she kind of just throws stuff into anything, much more a fly by the seat of her pants kind of cook.
And it comes out wonderfully, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it does. It's all trial and error, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah.
What's your favorite thing on the menu to eat or to make yourself at Cultured?
I am really liking the egg bowl right now. We do jasmine rice and then our kimchi, and then we marinate soft boiled eggs in soy and sugar and vinegar overnight. So we slice those up on there, and then sesame seeds and scallions and a good chunk of chili crisp, and it's absolutely delicious.
Oh, wow. And you get the protein in there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so you have to divulge. You're a baker. How early does the alarm go off?
Well, when I was doing farmers markets, my alarm would go off around 1:30. But luckily, I have better hours these days, especially in the winter. Tracy, who's my other baker at Cultured, and I usually get there around like 4:30 or 5 in the winter. But then she starts generally around 3 in the summer, and I'll come in about a half hour or hour later. So I'm really lucky to have her and able to get that extra little bit of sleep.
Oh, my goodness. But also having a staff, it must be really helpful for you. And it instills the fact that you're not just up and running. You're a full-fledged business.
Yeah. It's pretty wild. We're still very small, though. You know, even in the summer, when we're super, super busy, we only have about 6 employees, and we have a very small kitchen. So we're just constantly like fighting over counter space and scooching past each other. And it's all very cobbled together, but it has worked out so far.
What does the summer vacation season mean for Door County and for your business?
It's just a huge, huge influx of people. So, I mean, right now we're fairly slow. We're only open a couple days a week. And then even when we go to full-time hours, it's only 4 days. And I say only, but it's not really only. There's just so much prep and work prior to those 4 days that goes into making everything. But yeah, I mean, we get our business triples, quadruples in the summer. It's really wild. So it's a lot to plan for.
Okay, so semi-finalist for a James Beard Award. What is next for Cultured?
Oof. We're hopefully looking at a larger space. That's what we need right now, especially to be able to find more employees and just like welcome more people to the team. We need a larger kitchen so we can accommodate that. And I mean, already just like looking forward to summer and planning for summer.
Is Sister Bay and Door County home for Cultured?
Yes. Yeah. Hmm.
Matea, do you have any tips for people at home who are trying to work with their sourdough starter? And and want to be able to make reliable sourdough on their own?
Definitely. Don't get scared by what the internet tells you. It's not as difficult at home as the internet tells you. You can absolutely use chlorinated and fluoridated water. You know, you can keep your starter in the fridge or the freezer in between bakes, and you can feed your starter, you know, only as much as you need for the recipe. You don't need to be discarding cups and cups of starter every time that you're feeding. I'd say that's the basis of it. And you can make really, really good bread. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect.
Oh, Matea, congratulations. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Matea Fisher is owner and a baker at Cultured, selling sourdough and other baked goods in Sister Bay. Cultured was recently named a 2026 semifinalist in the James Beard Awards national category for Outstanding Bakery.